Shmuel Beis Perek Chav Dalet, the Siyum Perek, and with this we finish Sefer Shmuel Beis. King David said unto Tehillim, Im Esek Shemayim Shamata, Vim Shol Hinecha. If I reach the heavens, you're there. But if I reach the pit of hell, Hinecha, Hashem, you're also there. The Svarim Hakadoshim tell us, Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. Every descent is for the purpose of ascent. As we have seen throughout David's entire life, David finding Hashem in the lowest place in the darkest of hours, as well as David soaring through the sky, reaching Hashem in the highest of times. We began with David's lineage under question. We've seen Yishai forget David when Shmuel HaNavi came to anoint the new king. David was almost murdered and was constantly pursued by King Shaul. We've seen David dance at the moving of the Aron and capturing of Ir David. We've learned about David and Bathsheba, David's own kids, Amnon and Tamar, and the rise and fall of his son Absalom, immediately preceded with the rebellion of Sheba ben Bichri. As we finish the last parak in Sefer Shmuel Beis, we will learn David had chosen a punishment of the plague of pestilence for 3 days, which ultimately led to the purchasing of the property of the Beis HaMikdash. Just like King David, every Yerida a person has is ultimately for an Aliyah. We may not always see the hand of Hashem behind the scenes, but as King David wrote in Tehillim, Im Esek Shemayim Shamata, if I soar through the heavens, you are there, Vim Shol Hinecha, but if I reach the pit of hell, Hashem, you are also there. May we merit to see Hashem's full glory with the ultimate Mashiach, who will illuminate our minds and hearts with the wisdom of Hashem and the Torah. As Pasuk Aleph, Vayosef Af Hashem lecharis b'Yisrael. Hashem angered continued against Yisrael. Rashi and Radak point out, they explain they don't know why Hashem was angry at Yisrael. The Abarbanel explains Hashem was still upset at Yisrael for their wide support of the rebellion that Sheva ben Bichri had started. Although Sheva ben Bichri was killed, a judgment was still on Yisrael for their support of the rebellion. Pasuk Aleph continues, Vayised es David vahem lemor lech mana es Yisrael ves Yehuda. And he enticed David, saying, go ahead and count Yisrael and Yehuda to take a census of them. The Matsudas and the Radak point out who incited David, none other than the Satan himself. In a deeper sense, Hashem had put these thoughts into David's head as Hashem was orchestrating a Yerida Letzarech Ha'aliyah. King David then ordered Yoav to count the people of Yehuda and Yisrael. Yoav tried to persuade David not to count the nation. However, David insisted, and Yoav consented. Yoav carried out King David's orders and traveled through the land to take a census. The entire census took 9 months and 20 days. Yisrael had 800,000 men of war. Yehuda had 500,000 men of war. Note, there's a large debate amongst the Mephorshim, because the census numbers differ than the numbers listed in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. In Pasuk Yud, Vayachlev David, David's heart melted, Vayomer David El Hashem, Chatasim Oid Asher Asisi, V'ata Hevarna Es Avon Avdecha. I've sinned for what I have done, and now please remove this sin from your servant. The Das Sofrim points out, David understood with divine insight he made a mistake by counting Yisrael. The Das Sofrim continues, this was characteristic of King David to admit his sin immediately, while other people would have just rationalized and come up with excuses. The next morning, God Hanavi delivered a prophecy to King David. David was given the option to choose one out of three punishments. The options were, 1, 7 years of famine, 2, 3 months of fleeing from an enemy, 3, a plague of pestilence of Dever for 3 days. David told God Hanavi he's distressed and chose the plague of pestilence. David related he'd rather be in the hands of Hashem than the mercy of other people. In Pasuk Tesvav, Vayitain Hashem Dever b'Yisrael, and Hashem brought the plague of Dever, pestilence, upon Yisrael. 70,000 men died during the plague. The Malach HaMashchis, the angel in charge of destruction, was spread out through the entire land, and in particular, the threshing floor of a man named Ha'aravna Hayabusi. Note, this threshing floor was none other than Har HaMoriah, the place of the future Beis HaMikdash. David then prayed to Hashem and again took full responsibility, saying, Hashem, I sinned and I'm the one who messed up. Please don't harm the sheep and the cattle. What did they do? And Pasuk Yud Ches, through Chaf Hei, which is the end of the Perek, the Navi God told David to build a Mizbeach, altar for Hashem, on the side of the threshing floor. David showed up to Aravna and related he would like to purchase the land to bring korbanos, sacrifices, to Hashem to stop the plague. Aravna offered the land to King David for free. King David insisted on paying for it. The land was purchased for 50 shekels, including the cattle, for sacrifices. In Pasuk Kaf Hei, which is the last Pasuk in Sefer Shmuel Beis, Vayiven Sham David Mizbeach LaHashem, Vayal Alos Vishlamim, Vayatar Hashem LaEretz, V'Teatzar HaMegefa Me'al Yisrael. David built a Mizbeach for Hashem, brought Korbanos on it, Davin, and Hashem stopped the plague upon Yisrael. And that's the end of the Perek and the end of Sefer Shmuel Beis. As we finish another Sefer of Nach, it's fitting to raise your levels of simcha, of happiness, on a personal level. At Sefer Shmuel, Aleph and Beis are considered one long Sefer, 55 prakim in all. I've enjoyed learning it with all of you of Nach Daily. It will be hard to leave the topic and inyan of David HaMelech as we have just begun to scratch the surface. I'm looking forward to starting Malachim Aleph with everyone, and we'll be starting in the next year. Again, I thank all the listeners, and may we merit to see David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.